show. Everyone is listening from fucking everywhere. So if you want to stay anonymous, that's totally fine. You can come on the show and we won't plug you and we won't say your name. We will totally respect that. If you choose to share your identity and who you are, I will give the daddy gang all of your information. Not like creepy, like phone number, address, hit them up. No, I mean, like, I'll give them your Instagram and your Twitter. We'll post you on the Caller Daddy social media. And so the daddy gang can hype you the fuck up and you're going to get mad ass followers. I think that this, it's a way more inclusive show. And that's what I want it to be, because at the end of the day, this show has a community of people that have basically become family. I read on the internet when this whole thing was going down, I remember reading people being like, God damn, if this show ends, can we at least all stay connected? Like, that's how much you fucking guys are, like, in this. Like, we are literally a fucking gang. We still need a gang sign. But I see the threads of people. I see you guys trying to meet daddy gang in your areas. So why not help facilitate that through the biggest fucking platform that is the show? I think it's really important, being the voice right now of this show, to emphasize, I do not give a fuck what people look like, what your gender is, what your sexual orientation is. If you listen to the Call Her Daddy show and you see someone else, you find out they do too, you have a commonality. You have something that you agree on and you both enjoy. So with this new fucking segment, to me, I'm like, let's fucking hang out. Let's ride this year out together. Let's meet. Let's fucking talk. Let's talk about weird ass shit. Let's talk about fun shit, nasty shit, amazing tips, tricks. Like, let's share it all together. This is the coolest fucking listenership on the internet right now. And if it was ever a fucking doubt, I think after this entire situation, it's only proved to literally be the strongest. I believe no other fucking podcast has this diverse of people that essentially pat ourselves all on the fucking back. But like, we legit speak a different language. Like, if you're not in the daddy gang, you're not going to get some of these jokes. You don't get our shit. You don't get our lingo. And it's not that we're obviously like non-inclusive, but we are aggressive in embracing that we can be whoever the fuck we want to be. And anyone that says otherwise can go fuck themselves. I'm here and I'm using this platform for myself and others to build friendships, not tear them down. And if I've learned one thing from this entire experience, it's like, we all have a fucking story and I want to give you guys the platform to tell it. I'm not the only fucking one with a story. And that is the word from your goddamn father.